Good evening. Happy holidays to everybody, and welcome to this concert, of course, Angelorum and the Iona Consort. Couple of things. Later on in the concert, it will be your turn to sing. So on the back of your program, or the next to the last page of the program, you've got three verses of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. When you get the chance, let me hear it, okay? Then after the concert, we invite you to some wine and goodies out on the patio, just through those side back doors back there. I hope you'll stay around and meet everyone. Now, let's imagine we're in one of the great cathedrals, gazing at the beautiful stained glass windows. Each window tells a story, and the characters in those windows are there to teach us, and they have a lot to say. So let's hear what they say about the birth of the Christ child.
But shall we soon be satisfied with the old and familiar even ourselves through loving eyes of God. Well, this is the story of the birth of Jesus, God's Son. Behold, the windows of Christmas.
Thank you.
was in the center, the great King David.
I am Gabriel, first among the archangels, and the appointed messenger of God. Throughout the ages, I have delivered many of God's messages to your kind. I was sent to Abraham and Sarah, to Jacob and Leah, to Rachel, to Hannah, and even to old Zechariah. But of all the messages I delivered, none was like the one God sent to Mary of Nazareth. God's message to Mary was this.
Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord will give him the throne, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
When the message was first revealed to me, I was confused. At first, I thought perhaps the Holy One was joking. In fact, I laughed right out loud when I heard it. You may not be aware, but God has an amazing sense of humor. In the beginning, when the Lord was creating all that is, God smiled and laughed and was so wonderfully pleased by how good it was. But the Holy One did not laugh about this message. God was as serious as I have ever seen and said to me, Gabriel, go and deliver this quickly. Well, I didn't know how to respond. So I asked, Lord, in the event she doesn't understand, would you explain to me what this message means? I can still scarcely believe what I was told by the creator and sustainer of the universe. The message meant that God was going to become one of you, a human being. Whew. Well, once I understood, I couldn't help myself. It was absurd. It was preposterous. It was dangerous. So before I could even think, I just blurted out, oh my God, no. You can't do this. They won't listen to you. They won't accept you as one of them. And why in the name of all that's holy would you subject yourself to the pain, confusion, and uncertainty of their lives? God, this is crazy. Well, at the very instant those words had left my mouth, I remembered to whom I was speaking. Now, I said earlier that God has an amazing sense of humor, but God also takes rebellion of any kind very, very seriously. So there I stood before the Almighty One, trembling with fear. But God wasn't angry with me. The Holy One just smiled and looked at me and said, Gabriel, you're right. They won't listen to me. They won't accept me as one of them. I will suffer pain and confusion. I will come to know all kinds of things, and I will even experience death. But I cannot go on any longer and watch them destroy each other and themselves and live out their lives in fear and despair. I created them for more than that. I created them for love, for hope, for meaning, and for joy. And I have tried, but there is no other way for me to convince them. Yes, Gabriel, this is crazy, But the ones who come to believe in my craziness will be saved from their own insanity. Well, I learned eons ago that you just can't argue with God. Especially when the Holy One starts talking like that. So I went and delivered the message to Mary of Nazareth. Oh, she was young. She was about 15 of your years old. And she was such a sweet girl. She was poor. And she wasn't even married. She was an unwed teenager, for God's sake. Well, after I delivered the message, I kind of half expected, maybe I even half hoped, that she'd say, no, I want nothing to do with this. But she didn't. She had a lot more character and courage than I had given her credit for. And I have to admit, that made me feel at least a little bit better about the whole endeavor. But honestly, I will never understand what the Holy One sees in you human creatures. It must be a whole lot more than any of us can see.
I'm Rachel, and I'm a shepherd, and it's like he said. See, me and my sister Leah, she does the shepherding with me. We was out in the fields away from town. We had just got them sheep calmed down for the night. We was building a fire and laying out our bedrolls when this light just come flying across the sky straight out of nowhere. Now, it wasn't no lightning or nothing like that. It was just this big, white light streaking across the sky, and it was moving so fast, like, you could hardly believe it. And don't you know, it was heading right for us. Now, I reckon whatever it was sure about to fall right out the sky and land right on us. So I hollered for Leah to look out, and she looked up and saw it coming. Now the two of us just dove to the ground and covered up our heads. We ain't never been so scared in all our lives. Now, we just laid there on the ground for the longest time, waiting for something to hit us. But it never did. So after a spell, I just couldn't stand it no more. So I look up, and just a floating there was the most beautiful thing I ever did see. I come to find out that thing was an angel. And at first glance, it was so beautiful. It took my breath clean away. But then, right out of that angel, come a voice like music. Truth be told, I'm not so sure whatever it said was even words. It was like nothing I'd ever heard before. But as soon as I heard it, Leah and me didn't have a scared bone left in our bodies, no more neither. Now, I never know exactly how it got said, but what I heard was, don't you be afraid, because I come to bring you good news of a great joy that's coming to everybody everywhere. Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born, and he is Christ the Lord. Ooh, that angel told me that Christ fella was being born right there in Bethlehem. And I swear, it felt like he was being born right here in my heart. Well, you think that'd be enough for a couple simple shepherds like us to take in? Oh, but no, 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 no. All of a sudden, the sky clean blew up with more light and beauty than I ever could say. Why, it was plumb full of angels. And Lordy, they sang with music like nothing I'd ever heard before. It was a mighty sound.
Thank you. when them angels got done with all that singing and music, don't you know, they disappeared just as quick as they'd come. Leah and I wondered for a moment, had they really been there? Or if we just imagined the whole thing. Now neither one of us said a word. We just looked at each other. And we knew we had the hot footed right then and there to Bethlehem, so we did. We just left them sheep right where they was and didn't give it a second thought.
I know, that's not good shepherding.
But we just had to do it, we had to go.
Now, when we arrived in Bethlehem, it was late. The streets was empty and the town was quiet. Much like normal that time of night. But don't you know we figured, with all that music and beauty lighting up the countryside, people ought to be out rejoicing and celebrating and happy like we was. But come to find out, not a single person in town saw nor heard nary a thing. I swear, it still gives me pause trying to figure out how they missed it out.
Thank you.
Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and she was expecting a child. While they were there, time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Unfair. That's what it is. It is unfair. You have no idea how difficult it is to run a hotel, but I do, and let me tell you, it is a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day job. No, wait. It's not a job. You get to go home from a job. You get to take a break from a job. You get to take a vacation from a job. That's why it's unfair. It is unfair that my husband is portrayed as the bad guy who wouldn't give those two a room in our inn. He's always remembered as the innkeeper who made that baby be born in a stable instead of a nice clean room somewhere. We did not know who they were. Not that it would have made any difference anyway. The whole town was full. Our little inn was full up too. There were no rooms. We couldn't throw somebody else out. I mean, every other hotel in town had already turned them away. If we hadn't let them stay in the stable, well, that baby would have been born on the street or in a doorway somewhere. You don't know what that night was like. We've been swamped all day. The tax census brought more people to Bethlehem than our little town had ever seen. And we just weren't ready for them. Well, by the time that couple got to our inn, they'd already been turned away by every other hotel in town. My husband was standing at the desk, and I was out in the kitchen, and I heard the bell ring. And I went out to see who it was. Ooh, they looked like they had been traveling for weeks. That poor young girl, she was exhausted, and she looked like she was going to have that baby right there on the floor of the lobby. Ooh. Well, he wasn't nearly as young as she was. But as he was walking up to the desk, he had this helpless look on his face. I mean, he knew there were no rooms even before he asked. I felt so sorry for her. Oh, yeah, him too. We both did. I guess that's why my husband suggested the stable. I mean, he hadn't mentioned it to anyone else who had come to the inn, but he just kind of came up with it. Right away. I mean, to tell you the truth, I was kind of surprised it was so nice to him. Don't get me wrong. He's not a bad guy, but he isn't always so considerate. Oh, she looked so relieved. I could sympathize. At least she knew she had somewhere to lie down for the night. I just wish we could have made room for them in the inn. We did our best. That's why it's unfair. Nobody should be born in a stable, least of all that baby.
Thank you.
The light shines in the darkness, and that darkness still doesn't understand it.
He was born in a stable, and there were no great crowds gathered to celebrate his birth and welcome him into this world.
He came into the world, and though the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him. He came to what was his, and his own didn't accept him.
Those real windows of Christmas. In Gucci, Munich!